Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're looking at the alleged killing of Zimbabweans in South Africa by some locals in Deep Sloot. We'll also be looking at the situation at the border between Zimbabwe and South Africa regarding the transportation of undocumented minors between the countries this festive season. But first, U.S. funding for Ukraine may soon come to an end. A divided Congress has so far failed to approve a long-term budget for the United States government, let alone new money for aiding allies mired in conflicts abroad. The country's top defense officials say that's a mistake. VOA's Arash Arabasad has more.
Sunday in Kherson, Ukraine, officials report one fatality and seven injuries after Russian shelling in the region. Just days earlier in the Donetsk region, at least 10 injuries and one fatality in a six-missile attack were reported. Ukraine's interior minister said Russian forces fired into the territory. Russia's invasion of Ukraine appears headed into a third year. Ukraine's government continues pressing allies for financial and material support, but in the United States, that may soon come to an end. Congress has yet to appropriate a long-term measure to fund the federal government, instead passing a short-term measure called a continuing resolution lasting just into the new year. Top military brass say that jeopardizes national security while urging Congress to pass a full-year financial appropriation.
That's the single best thing that Congress can do to strengthen our national defense. You know, our competitors don't have to operate under continuing resolutions, and so doing so erodes both our security and our ability to compete. And I also urge you to pass our urgent supplemental budget request to help fund our national security needs, to stand by our partners in danger, and to invest in our defense industrial base.
Failure to pass a long-term spending plan may have serious implications for continued wartime support for both Ukraine and Israel, a fact not lost on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In recent interviews, Zelensky said Ukraine must not allow the world to forget that, like Israel, his country is fighting for its survival and doing so before a winter phase of combat sets in. At the ongoing UN Climate Conference, or COP28, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the clear message from NATO allies was continued support for Ukraine.
So it will be a big tragedy for the Ukrainians if President Putin wins, but it will be dangerous also for us, because the message that he and other authoritarian leaders then will get is that when they use military force, when they invade another country, when they violate international law, they get what they want.
The comment comes amid the extended detention of Russian-American reporter Alsu Kurmasheva. She is a Prague-based journalist working for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, which, like Voice of America, receives its funding from the U.S. Congress. Russia has charged her with failing to register as a foreign agent, a throwback to Cold War-era espionage. Back in Ukraine's Zaporizhia region, police bring residents small stoves donated by the Netherlands. In a mostly elderly community that has refused to leave despite no electricity, gas, or water, these stoves could be the lifeline for cooking and warmth as another winter at war sets in. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
In early November, Nigeria launched its first interconnected solar hybrid mini-grid in Nasarawa State to make electricity more reliable, renewable, and accessible. Gibson Emeka has this story from Abuja, Nigeria. Grace Oyonubi narrates.
Community health worker John Maro says he used to rely on a flashlight when working night at the Sabongida Primary Health Center in Nigeria's Nasarawa State, but that was before a solar grid arrived in his community.
And if there's any case that come in the night, we suffer it, we use this torchlight in order to treat our cases. And for labor cases, it was. We use torchlight. It's not easy.
In Sabongida, a farming community an hour from the state capital of Lafia, community leader Dauda Yakubu says the new solar power grid is making his life easier.
There has been progress and development in the field of welding, pumping fuel at the filling station, and likes, as well as grinding, water purification, and refrigeration.
Entrepreneur Suleiman Dauda says the community is enjoying the added ease and other benefits of the solar grid.
Before solar was brought to us, we didn't have light. We only generated light from the generator. But even at that, the generator gave us a lot of challenges.
The first interconnected solar power grid was installed in collaboration with PowerGen, a renewable energy company in Africa that aims to close electricity gaps in rural areas. Omobolanle Atobatele, the head of stakeholder engagement at Husk Power Systems, says in many cases the solar companies can work with more traditional energy companies to keep the lights on.
The regulation also allows us to go into areas where the distribution companies have their franchise area, but they are presently underserving them with electricity with less than 8 hours. And so we can partner with them to provide mini grids to buffer what the supply they're presently giving, so that at least you can have minimum 20 to 23 hours.
It's a great start, but a big job lies ahead. According to the World Bank, about 45% of Nigeria's population lack access to the electricity grid. For Gibson Emeka in Abuja, Nigeria, Grace Oyenubi, VOA News.
And now, back to our main topic. Two Zimbabweans were on Friday beaten and set on fire by a vigilante group in the volatile township of Deep Sloops in Johannesburg. Talent Moyo of Kezi and Cholocho native Felix Nkomo were stoned and burnt using vehicle tires in what seems to be a xenophobic attack. They were on their way to an overnight church session at Imsinzembenzi, Yemapostoli, Deep Slood, where they met their fate. Zimbabwe's ambassador to South Africa, Henry Hamadziripi, told VOA Studio 7 that they are helping the two families whose relatives were brutally killed by South Africans and have been looking for criminals causing havoc in the Deep Sloot. The ambassador said that they are going to be helping to repatriate the bodies of those that were affected by the attack. We also look at reports that South Africa's newly established Border Management Authority recently intercepted dozens of buses carrying more than 400 young children from Zimbabwe without their parents or legal guardians in an anti-trafficking operation. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we are discussing the killings of two Zimbabweans in Deep Sloot and child trafficking. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by Trust and Lovu, the director of SADC Citizens Democracy Society. And we'll also be having a lot of callers. So if you've sent in your number, please stand by and take our call. Welcome to Live Talk, Mr. Lovu.
Good day to everyone. To you and to all your listeners.
So, Mr. Ndlovu, we've seen a lot coming from South Africa, especially this weekend where we saw the killing of the two Zimbabweans who are among seven foreigners that were killed. What's your take?
First of all, let me convey my heartfelt and condolences to the families of those members who were killed, maimed, and I want to say to the families, this is part of the struggle of human survival in South Africa. We want to say we will work hard to make sure that perpetrators are brought to book. And to respond to your question is something that came, that is shocking. It's so sad that you have human life being treated like the life of a chicken or a dog by other human beings. What is more disheartening is the fact that these vigilantes who are going out in the public, killing people in the context of killing criminals, are actually encouraged by organized groups which daily speak hate speech. Groups such as Dudula, which have come out very clearly that they are going to make sure that these illegal foreigners are out of this country, whether by hook or crook. And we have seen some videos and pictures of people who claim that the Dudula people planning to kill, planning to commit such acts of barbarism. You know, killing these people did not just die a natural death. They did not die because of accident. It was somebody or a group of people who planned their premeditated death. So it's a chilling experience, and I can see the media here in South Africa are now trying to play it down. They are now avoiding the word foreigners.
What are they saying Mr. Ndlovu? What is the media they saying? How are they covering this event? We've seen only last week South Africa saying they'd extended the ZTP permits by another 2 years, and then this comes this week. What is the media saying?
Well, the media, they are saying they are condemning. They are reporting some leaders condemning, but we don't see, that concerted effort, that appetite of peace, that appetite from the national leaders to bring about or to end this this cage of violence, this cage of murder on illegal, so-called illegal foreigners on Zimbabweans in particular. We are talking of Zimbabweans. The media is no longer mentioning that these are Zimbabweans who are being killed by South Africans, those South Africans who do not want Zimbabweans. They are now playing it down. Mm-hmm. But all along it was about for illegal foreigners. They were reporting about Dudula act of violence.
Thank you. Let me just cut you off there. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Please stay on the line as we take our caller. Hello, caller. Makadi, trukunzwa tina caller varipalaini.
Makadi, iko tete mavela simhlanganya uye na baba Ndlovu.
Aiwa.
Nevatari, nevatari vose.
Aiwa.
Manika, no taurandi.
Tinofara zvedu. Tanzwa kuti vakaurayiwa ava vanopinda ivo kereke yemapostori uye vanga vari kutoenda kuchechi. Imi munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi?
Regai nditange nekuti zvinotirwadza zvikuru savafundisi kuona chiitiko chakaitika kunzvimbo yeDeep Flood. Inhau dzakawanda dzinogara chiitika uye futi dzinosangana nevanamati vechipostori mukati menyika ine South Africa nokuti takambosangana ndambudziko rakafana iroro ari masikati mugora 2021 vanhu vachifamba vakabata matema nepfuti makireki vachitorora mafoni vanhu tikaona magemens achipiswa saka chiko chakaitika kudipisuti pakaurawa mukoma atatenda moyo nababangomo zvinhu zvakatirwadza zvikuru nenzira yavakaurayiwa nayo yekurohwa namatombo vapedzerwa namatombo vapiswa vobva vatsva vari vapenyu takarwadziwa zvikuru savafundisi nokuti tinoziva kuti mukati menyika ine South Africa maitiro avo okungoti kana vachinge vasangana vanhu vavafungidzirano vauraya kana nzvimbo ino yatiri yekunana peto yamamelodi tine vana vezimbabwe veshona vakaurawa vakawanda vatakaona vatiswa takatarira mapurisa achizouya late saka nhau yakaitika inotirwadza zvikuru nokuti tizvaasingafani kudaro nokuti vanhu vakanga vane mbatya dzavo dzokundonamata vakachema kuti tiri kuenda kuchechi asi hapana munhu mwaka wakamira akada kuvatsiura saka zvinotirwadza zvikuru sevafundisi vezvitendero zvakafanana nemapostori nokuti ndo manamatiri edu ekuungana kana kumapungwe kana kuungano mapureya sekupera kwegore tinenge tichiwo maungano ekuparadzana
Tinoona zvakare kuti pane vamwe vana vari kunzi ivo vakabatwa kubhodha vachiedza kupinda kuti vauye kusouth africa vanodaudzira 400 vachinzi vana ava vadiki uyezve vanga vasina ana mai vavo kana ana baba vavo kana hama dzavo imi munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi
nhau yaida kuti andiye kudete mavhinasi panhau yaamuka ine mutsindo mukati menyika ine South Africa nhau yevana vakabatwa 443 pamabhazi anosvika 42 nhau yandida kuti handiye kuti sevanhu vekuzimbabwe ndiyo nzira yedu iyoyo yatinoshandisa tose pakafanana naipapo ndaachimbotaura zvangu panhepenyu yesabc kuti ndo maitire vanhu vekuzimbabwe nokuti vazhinji zvati zvikoro zvakavharwa vhiki yapera nemusi wefriday saka vabereki vazhinji vanotumira vemabhazi kuti vauye nevana vavo nenhaya yekuti mabhazi anodhura kuti mubereki uende kumba unotora mwana kuti ai kuzororo bhazi izvo riri kuita 1.4 1.5 saka mubereki kuti uende tora vana vaviri pada mari yakawanda saka vabereki vazhinji tinoshandisa nzira yekuti sezvo vana vari kumusha nepasipoti tikatiwo webhazi akauya zvinenge zviri chipa asi sekutaurwa kwazviri kuitwa zvaita sekuti waita mukurumbira mukozi kuti paitwa aina pashangu anenge aitinonzi human trafficking nokuti vana ava vanenge zitori pamagwaro ekuti pane vana driver nevabereki varo kuno kusouth africa ndo maitire vana vezimbabwe nenhaya yekuti kutambudzika kwevana vezimbabwe ndo kunoita kuti vanenge vashanda vari kusouth africa vana vari kumusha vachidzidza zvikoro sezvamunoziva zvoita haungagoni kugara nevana vako munzvimbo yakaita sezvi saka maitire vana vezimbabwe vazhinji saka ini nhau yakafanana iyi handigoni kublema vana vezimbabwe kana kuti nevemabhazi nokuti ndo maitiro evanhu vese zimbabwe dzimwe nguva kanesu tirikugovambosangana nenhau dzakafanana idzo patonga chifamba vanhu vezimbabwe vatoi vakawanda saka inhau dzevana izvo maitiro avanoita kuunza vana vavo kumazoro eholiday kana chikoro chaakubvurwa vovadzosera nenhaya yekuti havagoni kuti vandotora vana nekuti mari inenge ichidhura kuti ndiende inini ndonotora mwana kuenda nekudzoka almost 4000 inotora futi vana vaya kudzoka zveya 5000 almost 10000 kuenda nekudzoka kudzosa vana saka inenge iri nhau yekuda kusevhawo kuti ndogona kuti vana ndikavatora vakauya vana vachiuya kunoko vanouya kuvabereka azinoti vana ava vanoenda kundotengesa ukaona vachidi madraivha anenge atiri nemapasipoti evana nemasevana nevabereki vachipuwa futi vana nevabereki kunzvimbo yekumusha kuti vauye nayo ndo maitira anoita vana vezimbabwe makore nemakore zvaita kuchangobuda nhasi but haisi nhau itsva inhau yatova ine makore nemakore hakutoi vana vana vanobva kuzimbabwe vanotogona kusvika kana 50,000 vachiya nenzira dzakafanana idzodzo pamaweekend kana pamaholidays akasiyana siyana tete
Thank you so much, Mr. Muyembo. Batai makadaro regaiti mbotora vamwe kola. Halo, kola, makadi. Kola, hello.
Sibo, makadiyo.
Aiwa, tiri wadi. Tukutawara nani muri kupi kola?
South Africa, mutawara na diumo matambayi.
Ehe, tipeo mfungwa zenyi muri kunzwa irimo dariro ii. Panyaya yesha kaitika ku deep sloop. Tozo tari soo shuri kuitika ku mabodo.
Tinangoti zine nzvimbo because haziitika mu South Africa yese zine nzvimbo hazinoitika but tinozvinzwisisa kuti tiri kuuya muno munyika nekuda kwezvakasiyana siyana nhamo dzatinenge takatisana nadzo saka zvimwe zvakona zvikwanisiro zvekuti tigozokufamba nemapepa akakwana zvinonotiwo mira tiri munyika yakaoma futi ende munopaona saka kuti nditore pasipoti ine 120 ndisina aidisaidi kutora 220 yondoita yebhazi so dzati kupinda kunenge kwava kungonzi ndozongozvionera mberi but takatasana nenhau yekurayiwa kune mutiswa vana hatizi nezvedu ruvengo kana kuti chii but tine zvinhu zvino zvakasiyana zvakatisanga kuna maadhictiwa kuti kuri kuurayiwa vanhu chingena neya yekutatisisa ikoko kune vanhu vakaita semazulu so mazulu they think they own the africa they own south africa vanoona sekuti south africa ndeyavo inovega so they hate mamwe maafricans gone avati vanhu vekuti vane
Kola, alo, ameno kana muchiripo kana kuti line yavo yadropa handisi kuziva but nhasi tichaedza kuti tifonere makolas akawanda kuti tinyatsonzwa nokuti chirongwa ichi chiri kuwanikwa chichitarisana nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri musouth africa nemuzimbabwe zvakare nekuti vana vanga vari kubva kuzimbabwe vachienda sekutaura kwaita mufundisi moyo kunoona vabereki vavo takatarisa zororo rekisimusi riri kuuya asi hurumende yesouth africa vari kuti ipapa pakuitwa iye unonzi human trafficking. Coming back to you, Mr. Ndlovu, you heard what our two callers they said. Please comment.
Okay. Yeah, I concur with Pastor Moyo. It's true. It, traditionally, it has been like that for years. Parents who are working in South Africa actually making arrangements with their families back home. And buses to transport the children over for holiday and then they come back. But of course, the challenge is that...
Call one, more callers, yes, drop him.
Sorry?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So the challenge is that it is against the law for children under 16 years to travel without their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the issue is that we have also had the report of children missing, our Zimbabwean parents missing their children. Like we had children who hear that the child was dropped in Messina and by unknown bus drivers or sex drivers and in Rutenga. We had instances, there are a few instances, but also I think also because there should be a sort of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, we agree that it is important for parents to actually align somebody who can to entrust with people who can be guidance. Rather, those they must get these letters of consent to those bus drivers, perhaps to mitigate around this illegal rule, this rule of saying a child must be accompanied by a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, if the child is lost, we don't know where to who to blame, who should account for the loss of this. Yes, it is, although the mechanism was okay for parents to reunite with their children during holidays, but also there are certain risks of losing our children as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think both countries must find ways to mitigate around the issue for the convenience of the people in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dispute. But coming back to the deep flute issue.
Yes, maybe if you can comment on the deep flute issue, you can comment in Ndebele if you want.
Okay. In the deep flute, in Shunga Kulu, Mwavele, Lashegele, and our food, abantu ababulala abantu batibona bafuna igebengu kodwa abanamandla phela abanalo igunya lokuthi bainvestigate abanayo leyo professional capacity yokuthi bainvestigate abanye abantu kungakho phela sinamaphoyisa sine-NPA sinamasosha sineyikhungo eziningi ezinalawo malungelo lawo. So okwabo nje basuke basebenzise indlela engalungile yokubulala babulalele nabantu abangenacala. Okubuhlungu ukuthi abantu abafayo ngabantu njengalaba akhulunywa ngabo ngabantu bebazele esontweni bazele enkonzweni beyothandaza uNkulunkulu. There's no evidence yokuthi labantu ngabantu yokuyigebengu. So sibona ukuthi there is a criminal element. Abantu sebasebenzisa nje indama lokuthi sifuna ukuxosha iy'gebengu kanti bafuna ukubulala bafuna kunezonto phakathi kwabo nezizalwane zaseZimbabwe.
So kono loko nje sithi isiphatha amandla zala eSouth Africa sizozama ukuthi sikhuthaze ukuthi sisebenzise phela umthetho, sisebenzise amandla ezinawo ukugwema konke lokho okwenzakalayo. Ngakubuhlungu kakhulu ukulahlekelwa ngemphefumulo engenacala ngabantu abacabanga ukuthi bayenza kuhle. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi ekugcineni kungenzeka kube nama-litigation against abantu abanjengalo ngoba baziwa phela kulamagrupu okubizwa ababizwa abodudula namagrupu esango ekuhlaleni aziwayo lawo magrupu lawo. Kukhulunywa nje izinto inzondo nje ngabantu bangaphandle. Uma singabheka emajele kugcwele uma sesikhuluma ngokugebengu 95% yabantu abayigebengu ngabantu bala eMzansi ngokuzalo ngokudabuka futhi. So bona nje i-5% yilaba abantu abaphuma ngaphandle. Kuleyo 5% sizala igoqela hhayi amazimbabweni wodwa, sisho nabantu basemozambique nezinye izizwe. So singeke sithi thina i-crime la e-South Africa singeke sikhonklude ukuthi ikhomithwa ngabantu bokufika. Sibona ngathi i-government kumele ibe nohlelo lokufundisa abantu lokuzama ukuthi to educate people ukuthi no babe ne-narrative ebonisa abantu ngendlela. Njengomnumzana uMalema uyazama the politician kodwa uyazama ukufundisa abantu. Lokho asikuboni ukwenziwa ngabantu abakhokhelayo amaqembu amakhulu njengo-ANC nabo-DA abanye nje asikubone bona nalokho lapha.
Ayi, siyabonga.
Yes.
Siyabonga, thank you so much. They were hearing from Mr. Ndlovu, who's just commenting on what we're seeing coming out of South Africa. And I'll just ask you to say your last word, and then I'm going to go to social media to just read the comments of what people are saying before we close out. Your last comments.
Okay. Thank you so much, Montan. My last comment I would like to touch on these two issues. To say that the government, the main source of these problems, if you want to check, is the main root coming from political issues in Zimbabwe. It is a political problem that drives, that causes people to leave their country through economic challenges, which were caused by political problems. So we need a political solution in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. I think the people in the region, the people in South Africa, the leaders in South Africa, it's time for them to use their voice to amplify the need and the call in the SADC region, in the international community, in our AU, to say, no, Zimbabwean political issues must be negotiated as fast as possible so that there can be development. Once we develop our country, stabilize our country, stabilize the where these people are coming from, it will be easy for them not to crash yet. Because you can see most of them, they've come for economic survival. Mm-hmm. It's no longer an issue. Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you there, Mr. Ndlovu, for having been our guest. And I'll now go over to VOA. Shona Facebook page, Donald Mambo, says, Jakaitika ku Deep Sprout, Juno Rwaza Chose, Goreria, Vangavariva Elvis, Nyati, Lulu, Chamuka, Arguti, you know, they are saying, you know, a lot of people are commenting on this issue. They are saying this situation, especially what they saw coming out of Johannesburg in Deep Sprout, is very, very disturbing. But on that note, thank you to all those that gave us their numbers for us to call them. Please don't tire. We will get to you one day. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, our marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.